We're about to drop some edutainment on you, as we like to do here in the program. It's October, so Halloween right around the corner. Fall is in the air. Pumpkins are everywhere. Everybody wants their pumpkin lattes and pumpkin donuts and pumpkin this and pumpkin that. And over the last few years, you may have noticed that pumpkins have come to the beer world as well. And that what started out as a small thing, much like the craft beer movement, has now exploded to the point where you can't swing a rotted gourd without hitting a pumpkin ale. So it's everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And to help us make sense of this, Julia Teal is here. She's a staff writer for the Chicago Reader, and she had a great piece the other day about all these pumpkin beers. Welcome, Julia. Thank you very much for coming in. And we have quite a selection here. But now you do a lot of writing about booze and beer and things like that. How'd you get this assignment?
For the pumpkin beer,
yeah.
I just kind of decided to write about it.
Okay.
The other person at the Reader, Philip Montoro, who writes about beer, has no interest in pumpkin beer, as many beer snobs don't. And
well, that's what it seems like. There's people who love pumpkin beer, and then you get the other people, like you say, the beer snobs go, it's just a gimmick. You're just you're ruining a fine beer by putting pumpkin and spices in it. When did the pumpkin beer craze really take off?
I think it's been building over the last few years. I did a tasting last year too, actually a couple tastings, and there were a lot of beers at that point. But I've been noticing more and more over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, because I read in your piece, you said last year there was one of your tastings, there were 14. And I was like, how can there be 14 beers? And then that wasn't even all of them. It's just, it's ridiculous. Is it just a fad, or is it one of those things that you think, you've dealt with the alcohol industry for, you know, by writing about it. Is it one of those things you think has legs, or is this going to be another year or two and we're all going to get so sick of pumpkin beer that, you know, we're just forget it?
I don't think it's a fad, and I don't think it's going to go away, because the pumpkin beer is here for such a short time, and
right.
I think that's why people go crazy for it. I think the reason we're seeing more pumpkin beers is the uptick in breweries. There are a lot more breweries,
right.
And every brewery has their pumpkin beer.
Well, it's almost like you have to, right? If you're one of these breweries, and let's say Rogue or Goose Island or whoever, and everybody else is doing a pumpkin beer, you're thinking to yourself, well, we got to do a pumpkin beer if we want to compete.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes them a lot of money, too.
Yes, because I'll tell you, when I went, and we had a hard time, because you would, in your article, you had named a couple, and we were like, oh, all right, we'll get a few of those. We went to two different Binnie's, which is a great place, and they had a lot of pumpkin beer, but they didn't have some of the ones. And one of the guy at the Binnie's Cody went to, said, yeah, you got to start coming in early to get these pumpkin beers. So what's the pumpkin beer window?
It's actually a pretty wide window, but it's definitely true that some sell out. Like right now, you can't find some that you could find even a week or two ago. But the interesting thing is some places brew with fresh pumpkin, and so they have to wait for the pumpkin to come into season. And last year, actually, I did a second round of tastings because all of a sudden I realized there were all these beers that hadn't come out yet when I did the first tasting in, it was early October, I think.
Okay.
And so I did a second one. It was closer to the end of October. So some beers will disappear, but then other beers will show up that are released later.
Well, what I wanted to ask you, when you mentioned that some beers are brewed with fresh pumpkin, we've been hearing a lot about, you know, in the coffee industry, oh, there's no pumpkin in all these things. In the beers, is it different? Do they all have pumpkin in them, or do some have pumpkin in quotes, where, you know, they may have driven by a pumpkin patch, but there's actually no pumpkin in the beer itself?
It's both. A lot of them are brewed with either fresh pumpkin or canned pumpkin. Some of them have no pumpkin anywhere
really?
Near them, but there's pumpkin spices we associate with pumpkin, like pumpkin pie,
like nutmeg and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, all of
but
that.
They still call them pumpkin beers.
Yeah, usually
that
on the label
wrong.
It says brewed with natural pumpkin flavor, so if you read the label closely you can see that it's not brewed with actual pumpkin.
I don't like it. Give me an example. Let's blow the whistle on one of these. How about the ones we have today? Are they all, we don't know yet?
Most of them are, but this This Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale. Yeah, it says ale brewed with natural pumpkin flavors and spices.
Now, see, I like their bourbon barrel ale, just the regular one. But now I think that's phenomenal. And I'm a little skeptical now. It's like, oh, why are you taking something that's, you've got a great product. Now you're going to dabble some pumpkin in it. I'll be interested to see if it holds up because their regular stuff is phenomenal.
Yeah, I like the regular stuff a lot, and I'm not going to tell you yet what I think about that one, because I don't want to prejudice you.
All right, yes, but, no, please. I like to be open-minded in all things, beer consumption being foremost, actually.
A lot of brewers say, though, that pumpkin does not actually impart pumpkin flavor to the beer.
Really?
You can brew with it. It has fermentable sugars, but it once it's fermented, you don't really taste the pumpkin. So when you taste pumpkin in the beer, even if it's brewed with pumpkin, a lot of brewers say you're just tasting the spices that are added to it.
Well, let's clarify for people who may not have had pumpkin beer, because as I told you when you first came in, you asked me if I'm a big pumpkin beer fan. Up until last year, I had never had one. And then I was at a brew pub, and it was their special. And I said, oh, all right, let's try it. And after I tried that one, then I tried a number of different ones, and I did enjoy them. But for people who are like, oh, that they're thinking pumpkin pie, so they're thinking the beer is going to be overly sweet. What's the dynamic of a pumpkin beer, the average pumpkin beer, if there is an average pumpkin beer?
I think there is, and I think the average pumpkin beer is sweet and heavily spiced, but there's a huge range. I mean, there are pumpkin beers that are very dry and have a lot of spices. There are pumpkin beers that have no sweetness and very little spice. And it's interesting actually tasting them side by side. One of the beers that I actually really liked, the 1090 pumpkin beer.
Yeah.
It's a Saison, which is not a normal style for pumpkin beer. They're usually ales and they're heavier. So this one was slightly tart, but only slightly tart. And we tasted it after all these really sweet pumpkin beers, and one of my friends hated it.
I mean, really?
She almost spit it out.
Like, wow.
She poured out the rest of her glass and she was done with it. But we then tasted it not after the other pumpkin beers, and it was great. But okay. It's hard to compare them sometimes.
And that was one neither one of us could find. That one was gone.
Yeah, it's probably sold out.
Yeah, that was did not have it. Julia Teal is here. She is a writer for Chicago Reader. She did a great piece on the pumpkin beer craze. It's called Revenge of the Pumpkin Beer. I'm sure you can read it online. We'll link to it on the Facebook page as well. All right. So you go on the internet, you put in pumpkin beer, and the list is endless. And everybody's got their opinions. Everybody's got this one's the best. And it's funny because on two or three lists, one beer will be the best. Then on another list, it's the worst. The people can't stomach it.
Yeah.
So when you were putting your list together, and you have recommended, you have avoid, and you have not too bad, somewhere in the middle. What did you use as criteria for making your judgments?
Honestly, it was mostly just whether I liked it or not.
Perfect.
I had a couple cohorts taste it with me, and we mostly were in agreement on what we liked and what we didn't like. So it was it kind of helped that I had backup, and people mostly agreed with me. Not always, and if they didn't agree, I still said I was right.
Listen, it's your article. Of course you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're the boss of your article. That's the way it goes. What do you like? What makes you like one pumpkin beer and dislike another?
It's hard to say. Some of them are really sweet, and I think pumpkin beer often is supposed to be sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. But some of them are just like sickly syrupy sweet. Some of them sort of taste like they have artificial flavors in them, which maybe they do.
You don't want that in a beer.
Yeah. So usually if they're over the top sweet, or if the spices are overwhelming, sometimes you taste it and it's like just nutmeg.
Yeah.
And also there are a few that I've tasted that don't taste like pumpkin or spices at all, really. And then, what's the point?
Well, we put a cool label on it. It says pumpkin. People are going to buy it. And that's the problem. If you don't know, I mean, you can ask. You ask friends, or you ask at the liquor store if you're at a good place and they've got people who know what they're talking about. But with so many, there's a good chance that you're going to get something that's funky.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad and mediocre pumpkin beers out there. And, usually once I've identified them, I just know to not buy them again. And
And then you
I'll.
preach against them. You spread the word. You're doing God's work.
Yeah, well, I don't usually like to highlight what's bad, but people need to know what to buy and what not to buy,
Well, the good
so.
way to, when you point out what's good, that's by omission, the bad ones are not getting the praise. So hopefully people will pay attention and go down the list. Let's start with this one. Now, this was one that I've seen on a number of lists. And when I was at Binney's today, as I was talking to the beer expert, the man, I said, okay, after we looked for a couple that we couldn't find that were sold out, I said, give me two that you would say. And this was his first pick, which is I can't remember. It's a Brooklyn Brewing Company, I know.
Yeah, it's called Post Road Pumpkin Ale by Brooklyn Brewery.
Okay, and I like some of Brooklyn's stuff. Their Old Man Winter Ale is really good, and
Yeah,
they got a lot of good stuff.
they brew some good stuff.
All right, so you had not had this before, nor had I.
Yep,
But you
that's
have had
correct.
it now.
I have.
And?
I think it tastes like a very typical pumpkin beer, and I think that's both good and bad. It's not very exciting, but it has the spices, it has
Right.
the sweetness. It doesn't really stand out, but if you just want a pumpkin beer, then
And it's not overly sweet, so you could drink a few of them. It's not so heavy, and it doesn't, there's not a lot laying on your tongue afterward to go, ooh, I can only have one of these. It's sessionable if I want to be a beer snob. That's my one beer snob term. That's all I know. I'm out of my beer snobbery at this point. But yeah, you could drink a bunch of these, and if you wanted to get all pumpkiny.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a taste for pumpkin beer, it's for me, it's a little bit sweet, and I smell a lot of clove and spices. I think it would be a lot for me, but I'm not a fan of sweet beers. I actually didn't really like pumpkin beer until I started tasting it last fall, and then I
Really?
realized there are actually a lot of good ones.
Now we have one that we're going to save till last because you said it's probably the sweetest. It's also one of the most popular. Is that because of the sweetness, you think?
I think it's just because it's a really good balance of spices and sweetness, and it is sweet, but it's not overpoweringly sweet. You're talking about the Pum King,
The
right? The
Pump
Southern
King, yes, the
Tier.
Southern Tier Pump King.
Yeah, it is one of the most popular ones, but it's also kind of divisive. If you read if you read reviews
I've read a
online, some
lot of
people
them.
hate it.
Yes, and that's what I was talking about before, because on so many lists, it's one of the top. And then on other lists, they're like, oh my God, it's horrible. It's like one equated it to eating a mouthful of candy corn. Now, I've had Pumpkin before, and Cody's like crazy for Pumpkin. He's jonesing for that bottle to open up. But I don't remember it tasting like candy corn.
I don't think so, but if you really hate sweet beers, I mean, you might just, that's not going to be your thing.
John, you might want to. Cody, do we have some headphones for Julia? Julia Teal is here. She's with the Reader, and she wrote about pumpkin ale. We've got John is in Lowell. He wants to chime in on the pumpkin ale business. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to mention a couple beers that I really, really like. One is Ichabod Ale from an awesome brewery out of Holland, Michigan. New Holland Brewing
Oh
has
yeah.
their Ichabod Ale.
Okay.
It has just the right amount of spices, and it's not, I don't think it's on the sweeter side. It's on the less sweet side, and it tastes more like beer to me. So I can have, a couple of those, and it's really good.
That sounds good if you can have a few of them. And what was there one other one that you had?
Yeah, another one to try. Now, I don't know, like you were even talking about, I don't know how many of these are still available, but Crown Valley Brewing, and they're out of Missouri. They have an awesome Imperial Pumpkin Smash, it's called.
Okay.
And it's got the roasted, it's with dark chocolate and toffee notes. It's got a hint of smoke, and there's a little spice from the hops that kind of give it a pine note. And
Wow.
you can still taste the spices in it. So that one is a definitely must try. And I did get that one at Binney's in Orland Park.
Okay.
So maybe some of the Binney's in Chicago, they might have some left.
Imperial Pumpkin Smash.
Yes,
That's
Crown
not.
Valley
That sounds
Brewing.
good. John, we appreciate it. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Have you tried either one of those, Julia?
Yeah, I've had the Ichabod.
Yeah.
This actually is a perfect example of how divisive pumpkin beers can be.
Okay, here we go.
I hate that one, but
really?
It gets great reviews. I mean, I must be an outlier with this one, but I tried it last year and I thought it was awful.
Is that right? So what John, you know, John was singing its praises. You didn't find any of any of those characteristics appealing.
No, I just...
Which is good.
I remember it actually being very sweet, which he says it isn't, and yeah. Maybe it was a weird batch last year
maybe
or something.
Maybe you had just had a Snickers.
But...
Perhaps maybe you had eaten some candy.
Well, it was part of a pumpkin beer tasting, so maybe I had just tasted something else that made it... that was drier and made it taste too sweet by comparison.
A couple that you recommended are Schlafly's Pumpkin Ale,
mm-hmm.
which must fly off the shelves too because we could not find it.
Yeah, it's new in Chicago this year. Schlafly is a St. Louis brewery that has never distributed in Chicago before.
Really?
And they just upped their production, so they're going to start distributing here. And the first thing that they released was their pumpkin beer.
And they, I'm guessing... like a lot of people, they put out a small amount to build a buzz because now we're saying, oh, you can't get it. So now next year people will be going, oh, we got to get it early. We got to be there, you know, the end of September waiting patiently.
Yeah. Well, and it's a beer that's gotten very good reviews nationally even because they distribute in certain places outside of St. Louis already.
Okay.
So it's a larger St. Louis brewery.
And the one you spoke about before that was really tart that one of your friends spit out is the 1090 Diogen.
Uh-huh.
Am I saying that correct?
I don't know.
Close enough. And that was, you said that was a Saison style, so it's a little more tart or bitter.
Yeah, lighter.
Sour.
It's not bitter. It's lighter, a slightly tart, slightly lemony, but it's like very slight spices, like just barely a hint of pumpkin. So.
And so if you're not a real sweet pumpkin beer person, that might be one for you to try.
Yeah, it might be a pumpkin beer for people who hate pumpkin beers.
You got to like that. We'll have all this information on the Facebook page, so you can check it there. You can also check out Julia's article at ChicagoReader.com. Now, let me ask you this, because I mentioned to you off the air, because we're trying all these different beers, and we tried a couple during the news, and we have another one on tap. And it almost... like, sometimes I feel dumb. Like, my palate is not refined. Because you speak of these hints of this and that. And to me, it almost smacks of the wine culture where, oh, there's a very delicate valance of violet in there. And then I'm like, what? It just, I like how it tastes.
Shoe leather and rocks.
Right, yeah, something like that, whatever. It's in a brown bag. It all tastes the same to me. For people who maybe are not as evolved, how are the differences? How do they present themselves? Because I know just for me, some of the beers just feel different when they're in my mouth. Some feel lighter and more effervescent, bubbly. Some, the darker beers, they're just heavier. You feel them more in the back of your mouth, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a good way to describe beers, and it's very useful for people. Like, everyone knows what that means.
Right.
I mean, I'll say something tastes like nutmeg or that kind of thing, but I don't usually get into the super specific, like, this is nutmeg that has been sailing around the world for 2 years and then spent
I've
a
heard
year
that's
in
good
a sand
nutmeg.
Pit.
That's the best nutmeg, though.
But yeah, light, dark, you could say malty, which usually is darker and sweeter.
People know hoppy, you know, they know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think most people know hoppy means a little bit more bitter usually. And there are different flavors in the hops. It's not just the bitterness. But I think it's actually good to keep it simple.
Well, yeah, because beer, I think, is in danger of becoming what wine was, and it's where it's accessible only to a certain number of people. And beer is a, you know, a common drink, but it as people get more into it, they tend to make it more niche for, and so people then become intimidated like they did about wine, which is ridiculous because there's so many good wines that are, you know, it doesn't cost a fortune. You don't have to be very knowledgeable. Just like beers, there's millions of great beers. But if you're like, oh boy, I don't know if I'm.
Yeah, it can get overwhelming. And if people talk about beer or write about beer in a way that you can't understand, then the consumer thinks, well, I don't even know what to do with this. I'm just going to stick to the beer I know instead of trying new things maybe.
Yeah, and it's fun trying the new things, because which is what we're doing here. Let's do a couple of the ones that we tried during the news. Not that we weren't listening to Bob do the news, but, you know, a beer goes well with the news. It helps wash down the bad news. We tried a KBC Pumpkin Ale.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that? That's kind of Bunkport, is that?
Yeah, kind of Bunkport, which is, I believe I read last year, is Trader Joe's relabeling of Shipyard Pumpkin Ale.
Okay. So what do you think of that one?
I thought that one was pretty good. It was, I actually tasted a lot of nutmeg in that one.
Which kind of nutmeg? The traveling around the world nutmeg?
Just the regular kind of nutmeg.
Just regular old from the can nutmeg?
Maybe when I've been tasting beer for longer, I'll be able to identify the different types of nutmeg, but.
All right. So that one, I like that one too. It was pretty good, a little lighter. Then we moved into one that was a little heavier. It was a darker color, even darker than the one that's in front of me now. It was Anderson Valley Fall Hornin, which was an odd name and an odd label because it was a bear with antlers.
Uh-huh.
But I like malty beers. I like a little heavier beer. So I really enjoyed that one. But going back to what we were talking about before, you could really feel the difference because it tended to coat your mouth a little more. It was a little heavier in there, like a blanket. But I like that feeling.
Yeah, I like that one too. And I like the heaviness. And it's a little bit sweet, but it is kind of balanced out.
Right.
It tasted like a Red Hot to me because there's a lot of cinnamon.
There was cinnamon in it. It was
a little spice.
And I like, and again, none of these to me, because I hear the term sweet beer and I'm expecting like drinking a Coke, and none of them, no beer is sweet like, well, none of these have been sweet like that. I'm sure there's Barry Weiss's or something that are sweet like that, but.
Yeah, compared to the really sweet beer, none of these are. But if you compare them to, you know, pale ale or that kind of thing that has very little sweetness,
right.
It, you know, if you taste them side by side, you would think, oh, this is so sweet.
Yeah, these are nice. Now what's this what is this one that we have?
This is the New Glarus Pumpkin Pie Lust, which is a little unfair to taste because it's not actually available in Chicago.
That New Glarus, they are they're evil, because they keep their beer up there in Wisconsin where you have to go, you know, searching for it, which makes it even more desirable.
Well, I had some friends visit from Wisconsin this weekend, and they brought me some of the pumpkin pie Lust, and it's actually, last night was the first time I had tasted it.
And what do you, I like it.
I like it a lot.
It's very lusty.
Mm-hmm. I haven't taken a sip this time, but let me.
Well, please feel free. I'll tell people that you're Julia Teal. You write for the Chicago Reader, and you're drinking pumpkin pie Lust, which is a great name. I like their Spotted Cow, but is there a deal that they're just, you build that demand, again, like we said, by shipping out small things, by not coming here? Because maybe you're probably too young to remember this, but back in the day, Coors didn't come east of the Mississippi. So if you were in Chicago, and you wanted to have a Coors because you couldn't get it, and people would drive, you know, Smokey and the Bandit style, and they'd go to Missouri or whatever and bring that back. Is that kind of what New Glarus is doing, or are they just not producing enough?
They're just not producing enough. They make a certain amount of beer, and they want their beer to be widely available in Wisconsin, which it is. I mean,
sure.
You can find it anywhere in Wisconsin. Stop in a gas station, and it's there. But they're not a huge brewery, and from what I've read, they don't have any interest in expanding, which I can understand.
Sure, they got their deal, and that's it.
Yeah, it's like Hot Dogs. He could have, you know, expanded his hours, hired more people, had franchises, but he said, well, I have this business that I want, and I'm going to run it the way I want it.
Right, and that's you gotta admire that. All right, Julia Teal is here. She writes for the Chicago Reader. She did a great piece, Revenge of Pumpkin Beer. She reviewed a bunch of pumpkin beers last year. This is her latest list. Now, somebody called in, and before we get to these final ones, somebody's trying to gauge whether your tastes are in line with his, so he will either trust or dismiss your pumpkin beer recommendations. The question was, what are your three favorite regular beers? And that's how he's going to judge if your tastes are in line. Your three regular, and I don't know, regular, that's open to interpretation, I guess.
Non-pumpkin, I guess.
Non-pumpkin, yes.
That's an almost impossible question to answer. You know, it's like picking a favorite child.
But, what's your go-to beer?
Yeah, so one of them is definitely the Lagunitas IPA, which I'm actually not a huge fan of hoppy beers, but that one is just really well-balanced. It's one of my favorites. It's a great summer beer.
Okay.
Two Brothers, Domaine de Page, is a brown ale. I don't know if it's technically called a brown ale, but it's a French-style beer, and it's just, a very well-balanced, easy-drinking, kind of the opposite. I mean, it's malty, just very easy to drink.
Okay.
And then for the third, I feel like it should be something that I...
Old Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. Yeah, something I love and can never get, but I... Oh, that's hard.
Well, what's in your refrigerator now?
Besides pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin beer, okay. Well, listen, two is enough. If he can't figure it out, I'll come up with
a third in a minute.
All right, let's go through these. We've got four more to try. And the first one is the one that you listed as the top on your recommended list in the reader. Spiteful Jackass O'Lantern. You say it's one of your favorite pumpkin beers from last year, and it is excellent. Again, what makes it so fantastic?
I keep repeating well-balanced, but it really is. It's yeah, you like it?
Oh, I like it. And not just because it's got a great name and a cool donkey on the label.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because the beer is good.
It's a little bit malty, but not mm-hmm. too sweet.
That's what I like about it. I like the maltiness. I like there's a little bit of sweetness, but not crazy sweet.
Yeah, it's kind of like toasty malt. It's a little bit of caramel, and the spices aren't overwhelming. They're definitely there, but there's nothing that really stands out in a bad way.
It's perfect. See, I like this time of year because the darker beers are coming in, and this to me is a nice, because a lot of people see dark and they get afraid that it's going to be too bitter, or maybe they tried a stout like a Guinness years ago and they're like, oh man, that tastes so much different than my Miller Lite, and so they're afraid of the dark beers. But this has a nice lightness to it, even though the actual color is a little dark, and I like the malt. All right, this is good. So listen, our tastes are aligning, Julia. I like that. Your top recommended beer, I say yes. The rest of your recommended, and we went through this a little bit, Schlafly Pumpkin Ale, Slapshot Gordam, a Cinnamon, Nutmeg, and Ginger, as mentioned. It's another one that's less sweet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's actually even less sweet than this one, which I think is not very sweet at all.
Dogfish Head Pumpkin is another one that you put on your recommended mm-hmm. list. And now, is it okay if we jump? Because the final one on mm-hmm. your recommended list is the fourth in our little sampler platter here. I love that we're doing flights. Like, we're very high-end on this program. We have beer mm-hmm. flights. All right, the another one that's on there, and this is the beer that actually turned me on to pumpkin beers last year, Southern Tier Pumpkin. What makes this one so good?
It's sweet, but it's not too sweet. I think the spices in it are just about perfect.
And we go back. Let's go back because in case people are just joining us, a lot of lists have this as the top. Other lists have this at the bottom. And mm-hmm. I told you I read one that said it tastes like candy corn. I don't taste the candy corn at all. And again, maybe that's my subpar palate, but I don't taste candy corn, and I love candy corn.
I could see that. I wouldn't compare it to candy corn, but it does. I mean, it has a little bit of a caramel flavor, and candy mm-hmm. corn is, kind of like fake caramel almost. I think it tastes a lot better than candy corn.
Yeah, I do. But, I love this. And it's now, as people look at strength, because, a light beer has very little alcohol by volume. This one, pumpkin, seems to be a lot stronger. Do the pumpkin beers tend to stay within a certain range of alcohol strength, or are some much stronger than others?
Some are stronger than others, but a lot of them are at the higher end of the spectrum, like 8 or 9% alcohol.
Which is a lot when you look at what's a light beer, like 3%, 4%, something like that?
Yeah. Most craft beers are not that low alcohol unless they're specifically brewed to be... session beers are brewed to be lower alcohol.
But your mass market light beer is going to be not much over 4. Mm-hmm. And usually a craft beer, most of them tend to be, 5 to 7. Some get up to 8 maybe. And then you've got some that are much higher than that, but... Pumpkin.
Yeah, but that's rare. If you like the pumpkin, you should buy a bottle this year and keep it in your basement or someplace cool for a year. No, it ages, and it's a subtle difference. But if you taste them side by side, we did that this year with both the pumpkin and the dogfish head, and those both age beautifully.
All right, we've got to get to the one that you didn't want to spoil me on later. we're gonna have to skip. We'll put this in because we have a rogue. What's the rogue one? We'll do it real quick.
The rogue is the pumpkin patch ale, and I have not had this before. I think it's very good.
Yes, it's a completely different taste. It's a little flatter, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's got a little more of the pumpkin-y kind of flavor, but it's a going from the pumpkin to this. It's night and day.
Yeah, it's more subtle. I mean, You almost can't taste it after the pumpkin.
Right. It's very calming. Which is nice. I like to calm down because now I'm sure you're going to get me all wound up. I told you earlier that I love the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel beer.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have put out a pumpkin beer, which makes me nervous because you have a fantastic product. Why dilute it with a pumpkin? And we've poured it here. And tell me, I know you reviewed it, so go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Tell me what you think about it first.
It doesn't taste a whole... I still taste the bourbon from the barrels.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't taste a lot of the pumpkin. Yeah, you know, I taste it... Because the bourbon, what I like about it, the regular stuff, is there's the maltiness and then the bourbon aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
And this has less of the maltiness and some of the bourbon, but it...
Yeah, this one tastes too sweet to me, and it's not that much sweeter than the others, but it just seems off balance. Something about it just tastes fake to me.
So that was on your not recommended, the Saugatuck Pumpkin Chai,
mm-hmm.
which is a tea, a chai tea beer?
Yeah, chai tea. It doesn't taste like chai or pumpkin. It has this astringent flavor that I didn't like.
The Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale, you didn't like. And Red Hook Out of Your Gourd Pumpkin Porter, you did not like.
Yeah, that was another one that just didn't taste like pumpkin. It was fine for a porter, but it didn't taste like a pumpkin porter.
And the in your pretty good tier, Southern, or your pretty good realm, Southern tier, which makes the pumpkin, also makes a Warlock, which we almost bought. That's a porter, a pumpkin porter.
Mm-hmm,
and
you
like that?
I did, yeah.
And Anderson Valley Fall Hornin, which we tried and we said we both liked, which was good. And then the Shipyard Smashed Pumpkin. We will, again, link to this. Go to ChicagoReader.com, read Julia's article about the pumpkin ales and the pumpkin beers and figure it out. And you can get it on our Facebook page. And listen, if you like beer at all, do yourself a favor, try one or two, right? Because you may find that all of a sudden you've opened your palate to a whole new thing. Or you may go, ooh, man, pumpkin beer, this is ridiculous. I can't do this at all. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you here. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Yeah, thank
all
you.
Right. We got to get rid of these leftovers because I think God cries if you pour out beer.
Uh-huh,
I think that actually happens.